Montana, May 12, 1950.
Honorable John W. Bonner, our governor.
Fine, there's certainly an audience composed of young people, the majority, and I know the president's very happy to see all of you this morning. I'm not going to encroach on the president's time, but I do deem it a great honor and a privilege to introduce to you at this time Honorable Harry H. Truman, President of the United States of America.
I'm so happy to see all you school children out here this morning. I imagine you must have had a holiday today, didn't you? We've been traveling around over the country, meeting people and explaining to them various aspects of the government, because we believe that people are really interested in the government. I'm more than happy this morning to have the governor of the great state of Montana and Mike Mansfield, the congressman from the 1st Montana District, along with me. We have some tremendous problems facing us in the operation of the government of the United States. The government, as you know, is your government. The president is your president. He's elected, the only national official besides the vice president who's elected at large for the whole country. I deem it my duty, and it is a constitutional necessity for me to make reports to the Congress once a year on the State of the Union. This time, I'm going around over the country trying to make a report on the State of the Union to the people themselves. I'm glad to see you all this morning. I've been in discussing the farm problem, a reclamation, the natural resources of the country, and yesterday I dedicated the Grand Coulee Dam to the uses of the people. That's one of the greatest projects in the history of the world. It'll, when it's finally finished, it'll create more than 2 million kilowatts of electricity. That's a wonderful thing. It was running yesterday at the rate of 1,580,000 kilowatts and all sorts of gadgets up there for us to look at. Not only does that dam create power for use in that section of the country, but it also eventually will lift water to a desert and put 1 million acres into cultivation sometime beginning in 1952. I think the first irrigated farm will be opened up there. Now, you have projects like that right here in Montana. Hungry Horse is one of them. That great dam will create some 285,000 kilowatts when it's finished. It'll create jobs. It'll create cheap power. It'll help this part of the world go into industry. And you can't lose anything by it, neither can any of the rest of the country. I explained yesterday. And we have a Northwest Power District, a Southwest Power District, a Southeast Power District, and we hope to have a Northeast Power District if we can ever get the St. Lawrence River development as it should be. Then we have the center of the country with the Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio River Valley, which can be developed in exactly the same way. All that will create wealth, create jobs, create industry. It helps the country. There are some people who think that these things ought not to be done because they like to have things stay just as they are. I'm not one of them. I believe in progress. And I'm happy to say that your congressman, Mike Mansfield, believes in progress, too. He's one of our ablest public officials in Washington. And I depend on him a great deal because I know he has good judgment. I know his heart's right. And I know he believes in doing things for the benefit of all the people. It's been very nice of you to come out here this morning. I'm more than happy to see all of you. And I'm glad we got this 5 minutes stop here so I can get a chance to say a few words to you. Thank you very much.